The walk of a lifetime has come to a shuddering halt for trampers stuck in the Upper North Island's Alert Level 3 lockdowns. About 650 people are registered to walk the entire Te Araroa Trail, which runs the length of New Zealand from Cape Reinga to Bluff this season. The mammoth 3,000-kilometre route takes 4 to 5 months to complete. Overnight or backcountry tramping isn't permitted under Alert Level 3, and Te Tai Tukaro, Tamaki Makaurau and Waikato are set to be there until at least Monday. For dozens of walkers stuck on the road to nowhere, the only walking they're doing is to the local COVID swabbing station to get a test so they can jet out of lockdown, Jean Bale reports.
39-year-old writer Claire Nelson recently returned to Aotearoa from the UK. She's decided to take on Te Araroa as a way of reconnecting with her homeland. But so far, she's spent more days stuck in an ahipara campground in Te Tai Tukaro than she has taking in the sights.
We've all entered into it knowing that things can change and being prepared for the shift, and especially planning to kind of, you know, maybe have to skip the Auckland region. But no one was prepared for a northern lockdown, especially so soon into the walk, or we would never have, you know, embarked when we did.
Claire Nelson is all the more frustrated by the circumstances of the Northland lockdown, where two COVID-positive cases used fake documents to travel to the region.
It's a real kick in the teeth because, obviously, it's, you know, someone who's deliberately breached the lockdown and they're not cooperating.
She's decided to fly home to Wellington before starting the walk again south of the Waikato border. While she wishes Te Araroa walkers were permitted to cross the border, she knows it's not realistic.
So as much as it would be nice to have an exemption for walkers, because I really do think we pose such a minimal risk, and everyone would be so happy to, you know, do any testing and even walk with masks or whatever it took to be able to just get out there and be out in nature and do it away from civilization. I do understand that logistically that might be a really difficult thing to impose.
Ōtautahi's Victoria Bruce quit her job to tackle the trail with her 7-year-old daughter Emily. The duo have reluctantly decided to kiss the Upper North Island goodbye by flying to Wellington, then restarting the trail in Taumaranui near the Waikato boundary.
It's very hard when it's a waiting game and you just don't know whether do you wait 5 more days and it will be lifted, or do you wait 5 more days and, you know, COVID spreads further and there's more restrictions and possibly even harder to get out of Northland.
Te Araroa Trust Executive Director Mark Weatherall estimates up to 200 walkers are affected by the lockdowns. He says some walkers have been planning their mission for years.
And a lot of them resigned from jobs with the intention to take 4 or 5 months to walk the country and reassess their life. Yeah, I think they're just frustrated, like everybody, not knowing what and when. But again, I think we all can probably know what that feels like.
Mark Weatherall says walkers are urged to follow the alert level rules of the region they're in.